Ollie, it's so good to have you on the podcast today. And, we're going to be sharing this podcast with all the ESPID members and the ESPID network. And I'm really, really pleased that we have Oliver Stevenson from Life Kitchens joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking to you, Grant.
So, Ollie, we're sort of on the cusp of, showrooms reopening, brands back to work, the design world, the cogs are starting to turn. How have you found business over the last few months? What have you seen happen to your sector?
A huge amount of change, really. So, obviously, the country as we know it has stopped and had to rethink and diversify to adapt to a new normal. And for us, as a relatively new business, it's been pretty tough. We spent the past 2 years building a business up from nothing to be at the point of sustained growth and success, which it is at and was at. But then to face this considerable speed bump in the road, and to have a huge amount of constraints and rules about what we can and can't do has been testing. And actually, we're talking ESPID now. I read an interesting article by Charu Gandhi, and she, I know you know her well, and I think she put a positive spin on what is going on at the moment, because I do believe amongst all the negatives, there's a huge amount of positive. She said the list of negatives is long, but one of the striking positives has been a burst of creativity. And I have to wholeheartedly agree with that statement. I think if you spend too much time focusing on the negatives, it's a slippery slope, and it clouds the judgment looking forward to coming, to regen re restarting the business off the back of this.
I mean, there's two points that I kind of want to just pick up on there quickly.
Yeah.
What have you know, you're a new business. You're still
Yeah.
finding your way. You're still building those sort of trade systems within your
Yeah.
company. Have there been any learnings, opportunities, or anything that you think is going to fundamentally change the way that your business has been run?
Yes. We set up our business to offer something more than just the usual kitchen showroom experience. So, we wanted to create a business that covered all avenues of customer interaction. So when we set it up, our aim was to create a fresh approach to selling kitchens, via an exciting brand proposition, a different retail experience, all very much designed and inspired to suit the end consumer, but with our showroom at the heart of that. And obviously, with people not being able to visit our showroom for a 2 month period, we have had to adapt ways of engaging with a customer, virtually. So we took the decision to try and move the majority of what we were doing online. So we have been promoting online consultation appointments. We have, with our software provider, looked at 4D virtual reality mock-ups of our kitchen sets in Waterloo that we have included in our brochure and emailed out to our trade clients as well as consumer clients for them to actually interact with the showroom. We also initially, when things were really bad from a COVID perspective, we had to change the stance of our marketing. We felt quite uncomfortable going out with the hard sell during a time of crisis. It was frowned upon. But the predicament was that we really needed to still reassure our customers that we were still very much open for business and that, but we're sensitive to the situation and the challenges. So, we removed most of the selling messaging, and we started moving more towards inspiration to try and keep our customers engaged. So, inspiration from the new imagery, more lifestyle focused content, the way that we're putting our messaging out on social media, The fact that we are donating 10% of a sale to the NHS, you know, those types of messages to try and stay as relevant as possible.
I mean, you know, exactly as you're saying, and we've seen this, you know, from my perspective on social media, we've seen this change, this huge change in the conversation. It's become so much more personable. And, you know, people are wanting to connect on video. People are wanting to, you know, even if the design is being done, you know, online or virtually or whatever you call it, there's this sort of deeper connection that people have wanted through it, which has been quite interesting. And you also sort of talk about, you know, the fluidity of how you've had to make your communications quite fluid during this. It would be very interesting moving forward, and I'd be interested in your opinion on this, how you think that would change. Do you think you'd go back to a message that's slightly more harder sales orientated, or do you see a benefit from it being a little bit more personable?
I think that there obviously always needs to be an element of selling. It's at the core of business, but I think that the way that COVID has changed the world will have an effect for I think the rest of certainly the rest of my business life, and I think that the messaging will remain at a similar level, you know, personable. We're an approachable brand. We want to be seen as a conscientious and approachable brand. So I think not just for us, but for everybody, there will be big, you know, big changes going forwards. In terms of how I think our industry will change, I think that in terms of online, there will be an increase and a boost to online presence within the older generation, having had a number of people sitting at home with not much else to do. I think that there will have been a new demographic that has been born in the older generation who are more eager to interact virtually. I think the renovation sector could see an increase with homeowners' eagerness to make changes to their home after spending so long staring at the same four walls. And actually, we're starting to see that already drip through in terms of people booking consultations in the showroom. You know, I think there will be a long period of uncertainty, but we are, like I said, we are seeing glimpses of excitement and positivity at what the future could hold. And I think it's just about trying to stay as relevant as possible in order to entice people to visit us, to interact with us, and ultimately to buy from us.
I think, you know, throughout this whole conversation, we've been talking about change and being able to change and being aware of what is going on, how the conversation has shifted, when you can sort of shift to a new conversation. And, you know, that is being able to change. Is being able to easily adapt and change is a hallmark of modern business practice, really. Do you think that there are, you know, if a business at the moment, if a business owner is listening to you at the moment and thinking, you know, how do I approach change? How do I approach change in my organization? Yeah. I mean, Ollie, you've been faced with major changes in your business for the last few months. How did you approach that? And how did you know what is the right change to make for this business? It must have been really, really tough. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think a lot of business owners are listening to this saying, okay, it's great that you've changed, but how did you get to that point?
Yeah. Well, I think, like you say, it has been very tough. And one of the biggest challenges that we had to overcome was the fact that in the lead up to the total lockdown of the country, we were actually in the process of launching our new products. So it would have been the biggest event since our opening, three events across three evenings, a trade event, a press event, and a consumer event. You know, we had installed eight new looks, into the showroom, 8 new sets. We had a new brochure in development. We have updates to the website, ironically, updates to the showroom. And actually, the installation was due to complete the week before the country was sent into lockdown. So we had to make last minute changes and react to the situation whilst trying to be as proactive to what was happening around us as possible. So we, you know, we took the decision to continue with our product launch, but to move everything to an online platform. So we have the brochure as an online version, new photography that was due to feature in the printed brochure was then pushed heavily on social media. We developed ways of sitting online consultations and appointments. I already mentioned the 4D virtual reality mock-ups that we developed. Yes. We had to change our approach with the press. You know, as you'll know, most consumer magazines are on long leads. So in order to secure coverage for Q4 onwards, we needed to continue as though it was business as usual, but keep the content fresh and lead with a strong story and a positive message. So we changed our messaging quite quickly. And as I said, we changed our approach, but we are lucky to be part of a larger group organization that is very, you know, diverse, has a strong and robust infrastructure. We have extremely passionate staff who had a willingness to temporarily change our normal and also the skills to back it up. So there was a mindset change that needed to happen internally, but I think, you know, the staff that work for us and the infrastructure and the support that we have really stepped up to the challenge. And you know, instead of looking at the negatives, looked at the positives. And I think that's a hugely positive way of approaching this, because people have reacted very well to a challenge and stepped up to the mark.
Yeah, exactly. And moving forward, where do you, I mean, obviously the showroom opens on Monday, yeah, appointment only, which is pretty exciting for you, I would imagine, because you've got these 8 new sets in, yes, the showroom, and people are going to now start experiencing them in real time, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But where do you see, how do you see this unfolding over the next few months?
I think that there's still a long period of uncertainty to come. Okay. You know, we see the biggest challenge for us to be encouraging people back into public spaces. And in order for us to do that, in order for us to get people back in the showroom, you know, whether that's trade or consumer or press, we really have to demonstrate that we've got impeccable standards across health and safety. And if we can do that, I believe on the whole that they, you know, they will start to welcome us back in person again. I think we as a company, and in fact all companies, will have to find new ways to appeal to their audiences. And I also believe that customers will be willing to seek out and support smaller independent businesses rather than, you know, settle for the bigger conglomerates, perhaps, which is a good thing for, you know, small independents. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that technology will play a big role in the next few months. Yeah, we as a business have never really been afraid of technology. We've embraced it. You know, we are the only showroom in the UK to have a fully interactive four-dimensional virtual reality suite. So you can really live and breathe the kitchen and really experience it, which obviously ties nicely into our brand values. Mm. But, you know, technology is something that I think we are going to have to try and incorporate more, particularly outside of the showroom for us.
And like you said, you're way ahead of the crowd with regards to investment in technology, particularly in the, yeah, design sector, you know. And yeah, I think that's quite comforting. I've been into your showroom many times and I've, yeah, tried 4D experience out, and it's really incredible how you can be virtually play, you know, you put the goggles on, you're placed in the kitchen, you can see your design. I mean, you can open and close cupboards and drawers and, you know, down on your knees and look inside and see the shelves. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And that sort of technology, I think, is quite appealing for people. People have all of a sudden, people have upskilled digitally. I think there's a, you know, people are no longer, you know, slightly wary of tech, and your offering now, you know, with this mix of being able to do online consultations, come into the store, you know, it creates a new sales process, but it's, but it also just means that you've met customers where they are.
Yeah, exactly. I think for us, having a brand with a name like, you know, Live Kitchens for a Living, it has to be a fully immersive experience. That the kitchen to us is the heart of the home. And I think particularly now more than ever, with families being in lockdown and people being confined to their houses, you know, they will have congregated in their kitchen and hopefully found some joy in and amongst all of the negative that is out there at the moment, hopefully found some joy and togetherness in their kitchen and lived and breathed it. And I think people will either have enjoyed that, or people will look at it and think, oh, well, we want to change our kitchen, and therefore, you know, they should be able to then experience it and interact with it in more than one way. And that is something that we feel very strongly about. And in terms of how we might develop that, I would like to look at how compatible our virtual reality is with perhaps, you know, putting it in the customer's home. So is there a way that we can take that experience to them if they do not feel comfortable coming to us? So I think that's the next step. And perhaps we wouldn't have looked at that if it weren't for the COVID-19, you know, the pandemic, this experience we've all had. I think it has really forced people to think outside of the box. And I think we'll see some big changes across all sectors. You know, the way people work, the way people, the messaging they put forward to the consumer, the way people shop, you know, the way people interact. So I think there's lots of big changes to come. And hopefully it will be exciting, and life will develop alongside other brands.
Yeah. I mean, we've had many conversations with designers in the trade and architects, and you know, current projects are currently being rejigged and redesigned, you know, and clients are saying we need dedicated home office areas, and our living spaces need to be more lifestyle orientated. We need to be able to live you know, in open plan areas or larger spaces in our homes where cooking, eating, you know, relaxing, you know, kids playing needs to be more more joined up, more connected. So there's some really interesting opportunities coming forward, and I think people's homes are going to look slightly different, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that like I said, the way that people shop will be different. You know, we know that bricks and mortar businesses work, and they're very important to the ethos of our business, having this 3,500 square foot showroom, you know, all singing, all dancing showroom. But I think that this period of reflection in lockdown has also shown us, and I'm sure a lot of other businesses, and you know, you and I have been discussing this, but shown us that also we can adapt to change and to situational circumstances to meet the changing demands of our customers.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the key message from today's conversation with Ollie is, you know, if you are a business owner and you're looking at the world at the moment, you need to be figuring out how you can change and be flexible and not change. It's not about just changing once and sort of pivoting once and you have a new normal. It's about being fluid, moving forward.
100%. I mean, one of the biggest learnings I will take forward from this is that I'm going to have to ensure that we're never just coasting along, and that we've got multiple secondary plans and other avenues of exploration in terms of tech or in terms of messaging. Because you don't, you know, nobody saw this coming. This was this is a huge curveball. You know, it's hopefully it's a once in a lifetime thing, but it has certainly shown me the importance of being as fluid as possible and having, you know, having many irons in the fire.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Ollie, thank you so much for your time today. It's been great catching up with you, seeing where you're at and learning from you too.
Thanks, Grant. I really appreciate the time and hope that everything is well at your end.
Yep. All good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.